I love everything about being a puppy girl, but one of the things I love mostest are our morning walks. Before your first class, you always take me down to the quad so I can get some exercise, and we can play fetch, and I can say hi to all the nice people. It's so fun to wiggle my little booty while I crawl on the pavement in my new knee pads. Other students always stare at me. They're not used to seeing a cute naked girl being led on a leash. The human pet laws are still new. I don't mind if people don't understand me. I'm not ashamed of what I am. If I could be anything in the world, I would still be your puppy girl. After all, I have the bestest master in the whole world. Master! Master! A bird! It's a bird! I want to say hi to it. Well, I know it'll just fly away, but maybe if I crawl super duper faster, I can catch it. Okay, here I go. Darn it! I almost got it. What kind of bird was it? I think it was in the titmouse family. It had a little crest above its beak. Did you know that they used to be called titmice? Because that meant little bird. But people started saying mouse instead of mace, and tit is because... titmouse. Now I'm thinking about tits. Ooh, Master, when we get back, can you fuck my tits? Or maybe I can just suck your cock. Although... we don't got to wait for home. It's not public indecency if you're fucking a puppy girl. Please, Master. Please. Can your ally please have sex? Yay! Sucky time, sucky time. Behind the tree? Come on, Master. Come on. Get it out. Get it out, get it out. Master's gone. Puppy's favorite chew toy. Please hold my leash tight. Just tug it if I'm being too rough. I love it. Master's cock. Oh, he's so good. I could spend every minute. In your legs and worshiping your God. It tastes so good. Oh, I'm just a silly little animal. Your puppy can't help but help. I'm not a person anymore. So I don't really hold back. Be a dumb old puppy slut gagging her master's car. Someday, master's yummy cock is gonna breed me. This amazing man head is gonna pound my needy puppy gun and fill it with so much of your creamy love. Fucking me until my tummy's full of babies. Baby wants masters to go. Mm-hmm. Yay. I won't come. I'll just hump. Just hump. I'll be good. Go easy. Just hold your puppy's silly face down and pump your fat cock down my throat. Puppies need face fucking, not air. See how much Master loves me now. Finish, but okay. Being edged and needy will make me super duper excited for playtime after class. What are we doing again? Oh, yeah, walking. I can do that. I'm the bestest at walking. What's that up ahead?
We spent decades fighting for our most basic rights. Now legalize slavery for thousands of women. Are we gonna let this happen? We cannot stop fighting for an equitable society. For a world where men and women are equal. That means ridding this world of all unjust systems of power. No one can be free while our sisters are treated like animals. While they're kept as pets. while they're subjected to humiliation and shame by the villains that sexually exploit them.
Exploit?
Free the puppy girls! Repeal the human pet laws! No life without dignity!
Master, I think we should go. Maybe we can play frisbee on the grass?
Thank you, everybody. Now, Sandra will share some statistics about the socioeconomic background of women who choose to be registered as pets.
I'm okay, Master, really. I know the funny protest people just want to help. It's not their fault they don't understand.
Hey, wait, you two. Stop right there. Are you the owner of this puppy girl?
Uh-huh. He's my master. Nice to meet you. I'm Allie.
Janine. Shouldn't you be ashamed of yourself for parading your sex slave around campus? And what's that on her face?
It's his cummy lummies.
Ew. So it's not enough that you exploit this girl, not enough that you deny her the slightest shred of dignity. You leave the proof of her abuse right there, for all to see? You're a fucking monster.
You can't speak to Master that way.
Wait, you don't have to defend him. I know you've been conditioned to think it's your duty, but...
It's not a duty! I love Master!
You didn't buy her?
That's right. Master was my preferred owner on the registration sheet and everything. All my puppy friends have their preferred master, too.
So what? You're still a slave. Am I supposed to feel better about it because you got to pick your oppressor?
But I chose this. I wanted to be a puppy girl. You're such a silly, Gigi.
Janine.
You can't become a puppy girl unless you sign the papers and stuff.
You just don't understand the socioeconomic factors involved. That's not your fault. You're deprived of the chance to educate yourself by your material conditions. We live in a society where women are exploited. There's a pervasive system of cultural control pushing you to submit to men, to this man. You were brainwashed into this.
That's not fair. Some women own puppy girls, and they're boy puppies too, you know?
And that's not even starting the role of capitalism and how it plays into it. You probably grew up poor. Being a slave is only attractive because it offers an escape from poverty. So, whatever consent you gave was obviously pure coercion.
My mommy and daddy are richer than Master is.
You had the opportunity to do something, anything else?
Before I signed the puppy papers, I got into Harvard.
You got into Harvard? I tried to get into Harvard.
Surprise, Gigi?
It's Janine.
I got the admission and then decided, nah, what I really want is to be a puppy. I don't got to go to expensive school for that.
Oh, wow.
What you gotta say to that, huh?
Well, just because you had other opportunities, it doesn't mean every puppy girl does. Plenty are only doing it because they have to.
And that would be bad. Every puppy girl should be happy. If I meet a puppy who didn't want to be one, I'd help her escape. But even if there's a puppy girl who wants something else, you can't just say mean things to my master. I love him.
Fine. I'm sorry for assuming your puppy girl was being imprisoned against her will. Clearly, she's with you by choice. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're not upset.
Yay!
What I don't understand is... why? Why choose to be a man's property, like, forced to crawl around dressed in nothing? You could have done anything you wanted with your life.
Because being a puppy is the funnest thing ever. Duh. I wake up every day in my favorite cage next to Master's bed. Then he takes care of me and gives me lots of toys and lots of treats too. And when I meet other puppies, I get to roll around with them and eat their pussies, and they eat mine. And I get to have sex with Master lots and lots. He totally stretches out all of my puppy holes. I'm his little book pet.
Oh my.
I don't got any responsibilities or worries or to be scared of nothing. Being a puppy is the bestest.
I see.
Now, as a person, do you get to have lots of fun?
Well, sometimes. Although with my studies and my commitments to activism, I...
See? I have way more fun than you. Oh, sorry, Master. I won't tease her.
Well, Plato said that animal pleasures aren't as important as human virtues. Even if it's fun, you really should have more pride as a person.
I'm not a person, though. I'm a puppy.
A demonstration? Of what?
Sure, Master. She can walk me. She better keep up, though.
You don't trust me walking your puppy girl. Aren't you afraid I'll try to free her or something? Well, I suppose it could prove instructive about the evil I'm fighting. I've never met a puppy girl before. Praxis requires going to the people. Very well. Give me the leash. I will walk her.
Walkies! Walkies! Walkies!
Wait, too fast. What the fuck? How are you crawling? And still faster than me, what the fuck?
Walkies!
Wait! Owie! Slow down!
Nuh-uh.
Slow down!
Nuh-uh, you gotta keep up with me, Gigi.
No, my name is Janine!
You gotta catch me.
Wait, no, I said that I'd walk you. You're going in circles around me.
It's like the walker from Star Wars.
What?
Now you're in the range for puppy kisses.
You're licking me too much, Allie. Stop. Oh my god. Allie. No. That was actually... that was pretty fun. She's really hyper. Okay, maybe this isn't exactly dignified, what with the dried cum on her face, but... she doesn't seem miserable.
I love walkies. Master! Can I have tongue time with her?
Tongue time? She wants to put her tongue inside of me.
I want to eat your snatch. Can I?
That's highly, highly inappropriate to ask.
Nuh-uh. Puppies aren't people. Public indecency laws don't apply. I can lick you right here, and it'll be totally fine.
Earlier, I said that...
We agreed, silly. I'm doing this because I wanna. You aren't abusing me or anything. Besides, weren't you saying nonsense about meeting puppies where they were at?
I guess it would be instructive.
And when was the last time you came? Not recently, huh? Don't worry, Gigi.
It's Janine.
I'll make sure you come lots and lots on my puppy tongue, okay?
Mm. Just this once.
Yay! Oh, it's good you're wearing a skirt. I can just lower your panties and crawl right underneath.
Oh, God. I don't know how you weren't embarrassed about this. We're doing it in public? Like, right here?
I'm an animal, silly. Why do I gotta care?
Wait, but... Oh, wow. Oh, that's, fuck. Have I ever, no, of course not. I knew I was bisexual, but I've never not with another girl before. And being, feeling her tongue there, I... No, never. None of my boyfriends ever wanted to try that kind of thing. I would rather try to get me to read theory books than... Yeah, then satisfy me. But that's okay, right? I'm supposed to focus on more important things than...
Gigi, you make such cute noises.
Oh, my name is Janine.
I'm gonna make you scream.
Wait, that's... God. How is she so good at this? I don't understand. I don't... eating out other puppies. They just do this to each other, like, all the time. Fuck. I shouldn't. I should be harder to toy with than some weak puppy. It shouldn't be so easy. I shouldn't be so eager for... I wanna come. I can't even breathe. God.
Say please. Say please.
What?
The good girls say please when they ask for cummies.
What? But I...
No, please, no cummies.
Fuck! Fuck, please, Allie! Allie, make me come, please! Fuck. Fuck, oh, fuck. I can't take it. Why is it so good? No. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm going to come in public. In front of everyone. It's so embarrassing. I can't stop. Oh, God. I'm shaking so much. Fuck. Oh, my God. It's the first time I've ever come with another person.
Silly Gigi, I'm not a person. Fuck puppies are just animals.
Right. Okay. I forgot to praise her. Thank you, Allie, for eating me out.
So, now you know why I'm happy being Master's little doggy?
Yeah.
Master, I made a new friend! I'm so happy!
that would be nice. Being friends.
I'm gonna eat you lots. Okay?
Okay. Wait. What?
And that was the story of how our wonderful morning walks together helped us meet Gigi. After that, we met with Gigi lots and lots. She started joining us every morning on the walks, getting to know you and spending lots of happy fun time with me. But even if Gigi pretended to be all respectable and proper, I knew what kind of girl she really was. It took lots of whining and lots of puppy dog eyes, but I eventually convinced you two. And that's when we put it to the test.
Hey, you guys! Allie, over here! I did 2 laps already. Sorry.
Ooh, new jogging clothes?
Yeah, I got them last weekend. How do they look? They're a bit more, revealing than I'm used to, but hey, why not try something new?
Gigi, you look so sexy today. Can I eat you before the walk?
Allie! Jeez, behave yourself.
Isn't she so cute when she's blushy, Master?
I am. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, you know, some of my friends from the movement have been bugging me for spending some time with you. I tried to explain that it's just about getting to know who we're fighting for. They say I'm cozying up to the enemy. And sometimes I wonder, like, what's the point? To them, puppy girls are just abstract victims. They don't care what puppy girls want. And the worst of it is from this one guy I used to be with. He saw me in Allie once and started telling the others I'm some kind of slut.
That's a goldfinch! Ooh, in Latin, they're named Spinus Tristus.
Have I ever apologized for how I acted the first time we met? I was still learning a lot about myself, and frankly, I still am. It's just... I'm starting to see how annoying I must have been. I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay, Gigi. Master and I love spending time with you.
Good. That's good.
In fact, Master, can we show Gigi the gift you got her?
A gift?
Ta-da!
Oh my god, is that a puppy collar?
Look at the tag.
It says Gigi.
It's your puppy name! Squee!
I can't be a puppy girl. Oh my god. What would people think of me? I'd what, just abandon all of my responsibilities? So you'd take me on walks every day, spending my time panting and sucking cock? And I wouldn't be allowed to wear clothes anymore.
And that's exactly why you should become a puppy. It won't matter what anyone else thinks of you.
I spent the entire last year fighting against this. The collar is really nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even remembered my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
At least I wouldn't look bad if I was wearing it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What if I just try it out? I can wear it for one walk, just the three of us. No promises. I would keep that that it would be permanent.
Yay! Yay! Fuck puppy sisters. Come on.
Ellie, no. I'm only trying it. Calm down. Just put this stupid collar on me already. Oh. My collar, it's so tight around my neck.
There.
Secure.
You look so cute in it, Gigi. It suits you so well. But you're still wearing all that mm-hmm. clothing. Puppy's gotta be naked.
Right. Yeah, I guess I won't really get the full experience if I'm still in my workout clothes. And I just bought them too.
Naked puppy.
Okay, there. I'm naked. Here in public. Wait, I'm not allowed to stand up?
Master's right. Puppy girls crawl.
Yeah, okay. Down. Down on all fours.
Hey, Gigi.
Hey, Allie.
Guess what?
What?
Boop.
You booped me. I'm going to... Gonna... Boop.
Boop.
Boop. Hey, Allie? Puppy girls kiss each other sometimes, right?
Of course. Puppy girls love to give each other kisses. Want me to teach you how to kiss like a puppy? First, mm-hmm. you gotta stick your tongue out like this and band. Now you crawl forward, closer and closer. Gigi, you smell excited. Is my cutie puppy sister getting needy too? Oh, silly Gigi. You're just a needy fuck puppy. It's bad to hold back. Puppies' lips can't control themselves.
Can't control myself?
You don't want to control yourself, do you, Gigi? You want to be a dumb animal and get lots of cummies like me.
Please. My pussy feels so hot.
Although, it's not fair if you're getting all the cummies. I had to focus on you when you were a person, but when it's just us puppies, you gotta be a good girl too. And good girls love puppy pussy.
I have to put my tongue there.
That's how puppies play. We go between each other's legs and,
I see.
But don't worry. Big sister will help you practice. Now lay on your back. And I'll crawl over you.
It's hovering right above my face. I can't smell it so strongly. The scent.
Now, we give our master a show. Not bad. Gigi. Like hitting your natural cunt lapper. Why were you wasting your time with school when you could just do this? You could just use your tongue like that. God, I gotta get revenge. I hope you're ready, Gigi. I wanna make you gush. Using your cunt so much better than using your brain. Puppies are for licking and fucking and humping. Gigi, please make me cummies. Please, puppies. Cummies. Master, can I come? Can you depraved, needy, fuck puppy, come? Come on your new puppy's face. Please. Yay. Cummies. Do it. Good girl. Give me puppy girl. Please, Gigi, please do it. Come here, sweetheart. I'm gonna have a sister.
Let me know if she's throbbing.
We're gonna share a cage together, and Master will take us on walks together, and when he's away at class, we can play games like this for hours.
We will?
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be the bestest puppy sisters ever. And that's Master's command to line up. Just copy my posture.
Okay.
Kneel on all fours like this. Your hands in front of you. Looking right up at Master. Then you wait like a good girl. There. Yay, you got it.
I did. Yay.
My leash.
No. There's a leash on my collar. It doesn't seem secure. What if I unclipped it?
You don't want to unclip it, do you?
No. I like it. Before I came to college, when the pet laws were first being proposed, sometimes I would, touch myself to puppy girl porn a lot. Then I met my friends. And my parents were pushing me to take up extracurriculars, and it made me feel so guilty every time I'd remember the times I had those fantasies. And
Sounds like you've been watching puppy porn again lately.
Ollie. I'm still a feminist. Is it okay for me to want this?
Well, of course. I consider myself a feminist, too. I just prefer Ellen Willis to Andrea Dworkin.
What?
I deserve to choose what I want to be. Some women want to be big and important, and some just want to be puppies. What do you want, Gigi?
Puppy.
Master, I told you so. After we first met, I was just like, Master, she's totally gonna be a puppy girl in like a year.
It wasn't that obvious.
Nuh-uh, it totally was. Yes, Master. I'm sorry for teasing her.
What do I want? Is it normal for puppy girls to choose how they're used? Is this really happening? My very favorite type of puppy girl porn to consume involved breeding. So, wait, would it be alright if I went raised on my ass and lured on my face so you could breed me? No, I'm not on birth control anymore.
Such a slut. You just got your collar and you're already asking for breeding. You're gonna have to use your words.
Please. Please, Master. Please. Breathe this. Breathe this puppy. This wet, needy pet.
Master, please breed her. The moment your cock is inside of her, she'll really be my collared puppy sister.
Please, Master.
Please, Master, please.
It's so big. I'm not used to this such a big fat cock.
Don't you just love it? Is a master's cock so amazing? Yeah, you like it?
I remember one time watching him use your mouth and pardon me, I just wanted to go on my knees right there and just stick my tongue out to you and
I saw. I could see you staring. You're almost panting. You just couldn't hide it. You couldn't hide that you were a puppy. That's right.
I tried. I'm just a puppy. I'm just a breeding puppy. My leash. Tugging my leash. I can't even breathe. Unless you want me to breathe. I need it. Puppy. Puppy needs her leash. Puppy needs her leash. Control body. At least you can. You made me take care of the call. Force it in me. I have no choice.
That's right. You're just the master's needy little fuck. You don't gotta choose.
Just master's needy pet. Needy pet. Just a pet. Pet to use.
That's right. You're so cute when you're a wet hole. Silly animal that can't keep your legs closed. You belong face down, ass up, begging Master for cock. Begging him to use your needy puppy holes. You got it? Yeah. Say it.
My puppy holes. Oh, fuck. So good. It's so different. No, like boyfriends. No. I'm really amused. You're just a puppy. Animal. What? Animal.
The best part is, Master's gonna put a baby in your belly. He's breeding you with his pot and sperm.
Oh no!
Flooding your defenseless insides with his seed. And he's gonna do it again and again and again. Until you're pregnant for sure. Until your body knows that you have your owner's baby inside of you. Oh, God. Bitches together. Master has been relentlessly breeding me for weeks and weeks, pushing my face down and shoving his amazing cock into my drooly puppy hole whenever he wanted. Pumping me with his creamy sperm and plugging me up so none gets wasted. And just yesterday, he tested again. And I'm pregnant. I'm gonna be such a good breeding mutt for Master. And you will be too. You're so needy. You're like totally in heat. Oh, Master's gonna put his baby in you too, Gigi.
I want it. You want it.
Yeah, you're in heat, aren't you?
I'm in heat. Puppy in heat. Need it, please, Master. Come in, puppy. Come in, puppy, please. Come in, puppy. Come in,
Try panting. Puppy girls love to pant, huh? Pant for Master, Gigi. Pant for Master. Oh, you're so cute. I just want to kiss you more.
There's time. You from clock. What? And you really are about to.
Come in her.
Please, Master, come in her. Master's coming. I'm bread.
I wonder if it'd be okay if I just had a taste.
Please, no, I'm so sensitive. I want to keep it all. I need it. Red for sure. Did I do good, Master? Was Puppy good? Yay. All Puppy wants is for you to make me your red animal as soon as possible. Forget all about forget everything but happy puppy thoughts. I love you, Master.
Welcome to the family, JJ.
Boop.
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 Yes, Master.
We're coming. Afterwards, you took to get Gigi officially registered as a puppy while I waited in my crate. She had to have her clip pierced and chipped, though, and she was not happy.
It hurt. But it was okay. Only because you went and bought me ice cream, Master.
And we still go on our walks every morning. Two naked fuck pets crawling in front of you, rear swaying, while you hold our leashes. But lately we haven't been able to walk as far as before. It's not easy to crawl with our bellies so big, is it?
Master, you're so mean. Knocking us up like dumb bitches.
We really have the bestest master in the whole world, don't we?
Fine. My name is Gigi. I'm a puppy girl. And I have the bestest master in the whole world. And the bestest puppy sister.
Aww.
Boop.
Boop. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. Now let's do the chorus together, Gigi.
No, Allie, I don't want to sing.
How about you just do the little barks?
Fine.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Arf, arf.
The one with the waggly tail.
Arf, arf.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Arf, arf.
I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Arf, arf.
We did it! Hooray!
Allie, can we just end the audio already, please?